Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Using ether excessively, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to apply the best of perfumes for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She used to apply so generously that traces of the perfume could be seen on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's beard and on his blessed head sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim narrates that people would know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's imminent arrival by the perfume that preceded him. A wife's applying a perfume for a husband. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to apply perfume for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Note, it is sunnah for a woman to apply perfume to her husband. She could also apply perfume to her husband's clothes. Applying perfume at the time of tahajjud. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wake up at night, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform istinja and wudu. Thereafter, he would send someone for perfume to the home of one of his wives. Note, the time of tahajjud is a special moment of conversation with Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would apply perfume as a preparation for that moment. Applying perfume before narrating a hadith. Thabit radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi narrates that when he would visit Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would request perfume and would apply some of it. Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to learn a hadith from Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is on this basis of this action that Imam Haythami rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter in his compilation which reads, Applying Perfume When Narrating a Hadith. The scholars of a hadith have attached great importance to this practice. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.